A leading advocate for reproductive rights in McLean County and the state is mourning today's Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade. Carolyn Moon was named a champion of health care earlier this year by Planned Parenthood of Illinois. And in this interview with Charlie Schlinker, Moon says the ruling is a blow not made lighter by knowing that it was coming.
I think what we are seeing is what we thought was settled law for the last almost 50 years has been turned back. What Ruth Bader Ginsburg called one of the most fundamental rights of a woman, you know, central to a woman's life and her well-being and dignity has been overturned as the right to decide when to bear a child. We definitely knew this was coming, but the reality of it is shocking.
What now?
Well, the ruling kicks everything back to the states. So states will decide their own abortion laws, which to me, far from settles this. It's really just kicking the problem back to state legislatures and, you know, letting them decide. And some of those states can be very, I want to say, led by conservative activists who are eager to curtail a woman's right to an abortion or really many other things. So I think it's a dangerous precedent. But right now, from my perspective, I think focusing on our elections to support and elect pro-choice candidates is more important than ever. Illinois is currently safe and okay, but we're, you know, one or two elections away from changing that. It's become a very emergent issue.
As you noted, it throws it to the states, and the main ground the states are going to have to decide is the balance between the legitimacy of the state's interest in protecting fetal life and the life of children, whenever that's defined, versus the individual rights of a woman to control what happens to her own body. What sort of language and what sort of argument needs to be developed to make the best case for what you believe in here?
I think we're going to see a lot of states probably passing protections equating fetal life with all adult life. I think we're going to see states changing their constitutions. It's going to raise, you know, definitely a lot of logistical and moral questions for a lot of people. In my mind, the best way to think about this and to address this is to think of it in terms of bodily autonomy. Does a person control their own body? Currently, I mean, I think that there's a lot of push to regulate certain people's bodily autonomy, and that includes women, trans people, the elderly, the disabled. There's a lot of people that are going to be affected by the issue of bodily autonomy. What I would really like to see is a change in the way we think of bodily autonomy, maybe the Equal Rights Amendment, maybe another amendment that really protects a person's right to make decisions about their own body, period, is what's needed. Many people had pointed out, including Ruth Bader Ginsburg, that she didn't feel that Roe was durable because it didn't ultimately protect a woman's bodily autonomy.
Another pro-choice legal scholar had doubts about Roe's reasoning. Federal Judge Abner Mikva of Illinois. He was a mentor of Supreme Court nominee and now Attorney General Merrick Garland. He once expressed the wistful feeling that without Roe, the nation would have come to the same place as Roe in a little while longer, given the trend in social movements and legislatures. What distorting effect did Roe as a lightning rod have on that process, do you think?
I mean, I think the issue was a lightning rod before. I don't think Roe created the problem. It didn't solve the problem, and Casey did not solve the problem, but this is not going to solve the problem. Overturning Roe is not going to create unity. It is not going to create safety for women's health. It's not going to prevent people from getting abortions. It's going to prevent people from getting safe legal abortions in many states. And it's going to force other people to travel great distances in order to seek abortions.
That's McLean County resident Carolyn Moon, who served on the board of Planned Parenthood of Illinois and is this year's champion of healthcare designee by Planned Parenthood. She spoke with Charlie Schlenker.